Hi, this is Kathleen Donnelly, and today I'm joined by Dr. Scotty Gibbs, president of the North Carolina Veterinary Medical Association. Today, we will be talking about pets with broken or sprained bones. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gibbs. What can you do to doctor the break or sprain before you can get your pet to the hospital?
Let me begin by saying that breaks and sprains occur for a variety of reasons. Often they break due to traffic accidents or incidents such as falls. Sometimes the bone isn't broken at all, but is pulled out of the socket. The primary goals of first aid, if immediate veterinary care is not available, are to reduce pain, lower the risk of additional accidents, and avoid infection of open wounds. In all cases, there are three primary rules. Number one, do not try to reset a fracture. Number two, do not use antiseptics or ointments on open fractures. And lastly, seek veterinary attention immediately and have your pet evaluated. Your veterinarian will examine the break and treat it accordingly.
How can you tell if your pet has a broken or sprained bone?
A broken bone sticking out through the skin is an obvious indicator of a fracture, but any sign of pain or discomfort after an accident or injury could indicate a fracture or dislocation. Limping and whining are two other strong signs that something is wrong. It is important to note that muscle, tendon, and ligament injuries can cause similar symptoms to breaks, so it is always advisable to seek veterinary care for a pet who demonstrates any of these types of symptoms.
How long does it normally take a broken or sprained bone to heal?
This varies depending on many factors such as your pet's age, size, fitness level, and other factors like the location and severity of the injury. Your veterinarian will be able to advise you on what to expect if your pet suffers from a serious fracture or sprain.
Is there any pain medication I can give my pet?
Veterinarians typically recommend that human or over-the-counter pain medications not be administered to pets. Your veterinarian will prescribe an appropriate course of pain medications for your pet based on species, size, and severity of the condition.
In the event of a broken bone, do pets have to have physical therapy?
Yes, there are many veterinary rehabilitative facilities that provide physical therapy services for patients which have suffered musculoskeletal or neurologic injuries. Consult with your veterinarian or the Veterinary Medical Association in your state regarding availability of these services in the areas where you live.
Thank you again for joining us, Dr. Gibbs. For more information, please visit www.ncvma.org.